Surah Al-Kahf, verses 45-49.
مَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And cite for them an example of the life of this world, the life of the world. كَمَا إِنْ its condition is like the rain, أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, which we send down from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, which causes the vegetation of the earth to be dense and profuse. When the rains of the new season fall, everything sprouts, everything becomes thick and dense. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says it eventually withers. At the end of the season it withers. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا, and it is reduced to stubble. تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ, which the wind blows away. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, and Allah has power over all things. And so is the nature of this world. It seems very attractive and alluring today, but it will come to an end very rapidly. So Allah is the one who has created it. Allah has brought it to life. Allah has revived the earth. And then it withers away, like that the life of this world and this dunya will also perish one day. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا, Ayah 46. And as for wealth and children, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا, they are the beauty and splendor of the life of this world. And they are short-lived and fleeting joys, just like the perishable world itself. If this dunya is going to perish, what is a part of it, a splendor of it, that is also going to perish very quickly. What will remain? وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ, but those righteous deeds which are going to be everlasting. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, they are far better in returns by your Lord in the hereafter. Good deeds which we carry out, and according to the Mufassireen, one of the primary examples of good deeds which will bring everlasting returns is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So all good deeds will bring everlasting returns, but specifically these phrases of praise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa khayrun amala, and good deeds are far better to have hope in. The high hopes entertained about good deeds will actually materialize in the afterlife, and rewards will be given in full. As for worldly aspirations, they are seldom achieved. And even if they are accomplished, it is a temporary gain. Therefore, one should not attach one's heart to this world and its temporary delights, but one should instead focus on achieving in the hereafter. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ayah 47, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ, and one should constantly remember the day, focus on the hereafter, and remember يَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ, the day when we shall make the firmly rooted mountains move. Mountains will move initially, and they will eventually be reduced to dust. They will crush, they will be crushed and decomposed and reduced to dust. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and since every structure will be demolished, trees and mountains uprooted, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, you will see the earth as a flat piece of land laid bare. Entire earth will be reduced to a flat piece of land with no objects. Everything will be removed. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, and we shall resurrect everyone from their graves and gather all mankind. Hashar, we will gather all of them. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, we shall gather all mankind together for reckoning of deeds, and we shall not leave any one of them behind, so that he is absent from that event. Everyone who has come in this world will be gathered on the day of Qiyamah, revived and gathered. Ayah 48, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا, they will be arranged before their Lord, standing in rows, with none being able to hide behind another, all clearly in rows. And to those who rejected resurrection and the afterlife, it will be said to them, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, you have come to us and you have been brought back to life. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, as we created you the first time in this world. But you fail to reflect on the manner in which you were created the first time, and so you rejected being brought to life once again. Instead, you thought, أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُم مَوْعِدًا. You thought we would not appoint a time for your resurrection and for the fulfillment of our promise to you. You thought it will never happen. Ayah 49, what will happen thereafter? وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And the book of deeds, given to people either in the right or left hand, will be placed before them. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. And you will notice the guilty ones, al-mujrimin, the kuffar, the guilty ones, mushfiqina, apprehensive of its contents and the repercussions of what has been recorded therein. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What is the matter with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. It does not leave any deed, small or big, undocumented. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. They will find everything they did laid in front of them bare. ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. And your Lord will not be unjust to anyone by placing in the records of bad deeds which were never committed, or omitting good deeds which were carried out. Allah will not be unjust to anyone. Whatever has been done will be recorded in full. And so this is about this ruku number 6. Inshallah, we will recite it. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِندَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا. وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئت تمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا. ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.